Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Kevin Myers, author of the new book, Hidden Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Where am I talking to you from today?
Well, I am calling from Portland, Oregon.
All right. Not too far away. Not too far out of the time zone.
Okay. Just an hour out of the time zone.
That's good news.
Perfect way to end my week here.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you please introduce yourself for those listeners who don't know who you are?
Sure. So my name is Kevin Myers, as you mentioned. I lived in Juneau, Alaska for about 7 years from starting in about 2000. I was the editor of the Capital City Weekly for a little bit, and then I was the director of public relations for the University of Alaska Southeast, and spent a lot of time on the airwaves of K2 during that time.
Oh, so this is not your first interview on Juno Afternoon?
This is not my first interview. First as an author.
Well, that's great.
So that's kind of fun. Otherwise it was always about Community Day or one of the other wonderful programs that were going on down at UAS.
What is one of your favorite memories or one of the things you miss the most about being in Juneau?
To be honest, I really do miss K2. I think it really does represent the larger picture, right? I mean, it really represents the community that Juneau is. I mean, it's really, I've never lived in a community where people just care so much, come together so much, rally around, you know, people who are in need or organizations. There's just such a great community feel there. And then, of course, I miss the, you know, being in the wilderness.
Yeah. Probably not as wild down in Portland, or a different kind of wild.
Wild in a different way. Exactly.
How is everything going in this city? I don't really know how to word that question, but I've seen so much in the news lately, and now you're living in the midst of it. Tell me a little bit about what that's like.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. I mean, I think, not to get too political here, but I think Portland is being used as kind of a campaign touch point for Trump. And I think they're trying to make it look like absolute chaos down here. But that really has not been what we've been seeing. I've actually been out to the protests quite a bit. And for the most part, it's thousands of very peaceful people. And if you were not, you know, the protests are pretty isolated to about a 1 or 2 block area. And if you go outside of that 1 or 2 block area, you would not know that anything was going on at all. And then around, you know, I don't know, always after I go home, there tends to be what most of my friends who do stay would call unprovoked chaos. So it's really been, the federal agents firing on, sort of protesters that for the most part aren't doing much. So it's really, all in all, again, I do not recognize the Portland that I'm seeing on some of the news stories, and luckily that's getting out. I mean, I think there's a lot of responsible journalism that's kind of showing what's really happening in Portland. So we're all here doing fine and doing okay and getting along for the most part.
Well, thank you so much for that report. That was a kind of a question I hadn't been planning on asking you today, but I just really wanted to know when you said you were in Portland right now. So I really appreciate your take on things and your perspective from, you know, basically the front lines there. So I appreciate that.
And, yeah, of course.
I also appreciate your shout out to responsible journalism. That's what we're trying to do every day here.
And I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it.
Well, what you did call in to talk about today is Hidden Falls, your debut novel.
That's right.
It was released on July 15th, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been really exciting. It was initially going to come out on June 8th. And then because of the pandemic, the supply chain kind of got interrupted and they weren't sure that they would be able to deliver the books on time. So they pushed it back to July 15th. And yeah, it's been doing pretty well. It's been selling decently. But pre-pandemic, I had planned to be in Juneau right around now, hopefully doing a reading and saying hi to some old friends and sitting in the studio with you instead of calling from Portland.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been nice. We haven't had anyone in the studio since March. I can hardly believe it.
Yeah, it's and I'm sure it like here. I mean, I'm sure it seems like, March of 2015, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's been a long one. Well, would you please give us a brief synopsis of the book, of the story?
So it follows Michael Quinn, who is a newspaper columnist here in Portland, and his so he writes for the fictional Portland Daily. And he's just kind of midlife. He's kind of in a situation where a lot of the promises of life have kind of let him down. He's divorced. He's not quite as close with his only son as he would hope. His lifetime goal was to become a columnist. And then he achieved that goal, sort of as the newspaper he was working for was racing towards irrelevance. So he was kind of caught in this trap of empty promises. And he wasn't super close with his dad. And then his dad passes away, and he travels back to New England, where he grew up. And at the funeral, he realizes, or while he's back for the funeral, he realizes that his dad was not forthcoming about his background. And he found out that his dad was a mob-connected bookie, and he kind of gets Michael becomes entrapped in sort of this big criminal conspiracy. And I don't want to give too many
Yeah,
spoilers.
no spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued because, of course, we booked this interview just earlier this week, so I have not had time to read the book.
Right. I forgive you.
No, thank you. However, we did have an Clint Farr did a reading of an excerpt of this book a couple of years back on Writer's Showcase 360 North. So I did listen to that, and we have an excerpt of it here that I'd like to share with everyone. So we'll
Great.
play that now and then discuss.
But the moment that was
Fantastic.
important to this story came the morning after we arrived, the long-awaited trip to Hidden Falls. As we got in the car, my father placed on the seat between us a canteen, a basketball ref's, a small box wrapped in butcher block paper. The wrapping was held to the box with twine. It looked like something out of the past. In our relationship, my father always spoke first. If I wanted you to know what was in the box, I knew he'd say, I'd have told you. So I waited and wondered. My imagination went wild trying to concoct a situation in which a canteen, a whistle, something the size of two stacked decks of playing cards would become necessities. A competitive Jim Rummy marathon is as close as I got. After about 30 minutes of winding down through narrow back roads, we turned up an even narrower dirt road. The country squire wasn't really made for country driving. As we bounced so vigorously over the swells and potholes, we joked about putting on our seat belts. We came to a stop where the road widened enough for my father to make a three-point turn. He shifted the car into park. His face became so serious that it frightened me. It was the look of urgency reserved for illness, divorces, and death. My heart skipped as he reached across me and opened the door. "Straight out there, Michael, is your future." And he handed me a canteen, and I almost shot myself. Is he sending me off into the woods to survive on my own? "Dad," I started, "I need to talk some sense to him." "Listen," he said, as his eyes softened a bit. He placed the box on my lap. "The water you need to survive, but in this box is the most important thing I'll ever give you. It's the most important thing a father can give any son. More than money or the keys to the family business, it's direction. The swimming hole is about a mile due north. Follow the needle, and I'll be waiting there for you. And with that, he pushed me out of the car, and only drove a few yards before slamming on the brakes. The car slid to a halt on the rocky dirt road. I thought this is where he'd say, "Just kidding," but instead he's tossed the whistle to me and shouted, "And if you get lost, blow this every few minutes until someone finds you." And he drove off again.
I'll end it there. Although folks can find the full reading of Clint's excerpt on YouTube.
He did a great job.
He did an excellent job. You know, Clint is a DJ on KRNN here at the station too.
Oh, okay,
so he's got connections, although we haven't had any DJ shows since March either, so we miss him. But it was great it's great to see him and hear his voice again listening to this excerpt.
Shout out to Clint.
Definitely shout out to Clint. So where in the book was this part of the story? Because it's like the narrator's an adolescent at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty early on. So the compass kind of becomes this almost like a talisman or a, you know, like a religious icon for Michael, for the protagonist, that he kind of during hard times, he always kind of goes back to and kind of reads the inscription on the cover. So that's introducing you know, the compass and how he got it. And it, you know, and it's really, the compass is really, you know, more, it's kind of symbolic. In ways that are spoilers.
we'll hold back and leave the audience wanting some more, but I can't help but notice that this this writer showcase was taped a few years back and your book just came out on the 15th of this month. So how close to completion was it when Clint read that excerpt?
Not close at all. It's funny. People always ask me how long it took me to write it, and I really have no idea. But that was, that was kind of a short story. I wasn't really sure where I was going with that, and then it really did, you know, turn into Hidden Falls. But I finished the first draft in March of 2016. And then it took me, and then the first draft was a little bit of a disaster. And it took me a couple of years to rewrite it. And then, signed the deal on in July of 2019. And then, it was just published a year ago. So it's not a quick process.
Oh, I thought it was published this year. I guess.
Sorry. Yeah, I got the deal was in July of 2019.
Got it.
And then in July of this year is when it was released.
Released. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a pandemic project for you.
It was not.
More like a life's work.
But five or six years for sure. I'm always, you know, I get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, write for a couple of hours, before I have to get ready for work. So I'm pretty close to finishing, my second novel.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. What great news.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So how was Hidden Falls received critically?
It's pretty well, pretty well, I'd have to say. I mean, I think, one of the nicest comments that I got was from Peter Rock, who's the author of My Abandonment, which became the film Leave No Trace. I think he really sort of understood what I was trying to do with it, because I was really trying to write across genres, but really make the protagonist's voice so strong that it kind of carries you all the way through. And I think he really seemed to understand that. So it was really nice because Pete's one of my favorite writers. And so for him to kind of really see what I was trying to do with the book and compliment it was really nice. And otherwise it's doing pretty well. So it's, has a 4.2 on Goodreads.
That's not bad. And then
Yeah, I'll
I
take
did
it.
recognize one of the critics, Judd Apatow. He had a glowing remark for the book as well. Do
Yeah,
you guys know
Judd's an
each
old,
other?
yeah. So in a different life, Judd and I started out doing stand-up comedy together in
Oh, wow.
LA back in the 80s. Yeah. So we were young. We were 18, 19 years old, and there was only a few of us that were having success at that time. And it was, me and Judd and Adam Sandler and Pauly Shore, and we're all kind of the same age, and yeah, so Judd and I, we were really close at that point, and our careers went in different directions. He was the one that made the better choices, if you're wondering. But yeah, so he and I reconnected on social media a few years back, and yeah, and he's been so supportive and so gracious, and it was so nice of him to write what he did about the book. So yeah, it's pretty concise. I could, he said that Hidden Falls is like Dennis Lehane and David Saharis got together to write a romantic comedy. It's intelligent, charming, and the perfect combination of funny and thrilling. So yeah, that was really sweet.
Well, I was very intrigued with it. And that may not be, bad at all to call in that Hollywood connection in case you ever want to turn Hidden Falls into a movie someday.
Well, there might have been something to that. I would not complain if Judge decided he wanted to do that.
Well, where can our listeners and myself get a copy of Hidden Falls?
Yeah, to be honest, it's doing pretty well, and it's been a little bit hard keeping up with the orders. So, I tend to like to send people to the independent bookstores, but they've been but they're limited on their supply. So Amazon is probably the best place to get it. So if you order on, Amazon.com, I think people are familiar with that.
Yes, around here we all are.
I know that yeah, they still have a pretty decent supply, and you'll get it within a couple of days.
That's great. I also like to try to go through the library whenever possible, so I'll see if I can't find a copy that way as well.
Yeah, I believe, and I think Hearthside carried had some, but I tried to check in with them before earlier this week, but I wasn't able to reach them. But I think they may have had some copies as well, and they can order it through IPG, which is the website of the distributor.
Well, what's your next project, Kevin?
So the next one is a thriller that takes place at a college campus here in Portland, Oregon. And it's just yeah. So I'll just kind of leave it there. It's just kind of a it's a thriller that takes place at a college campus. And there's a lot more intrigue. So this one, a lot of folks are call this a quiet thriller, so Hidden Falls. And I think that my current book, the one that I'm writing now, is more of a thriller.
Not a quiet thriller, a loud
Not a
thriller.
quiet thriller, it's a loud thriller. There we go. There we go. I'm gonna have you blurb my next book.
That'll be a first. Well, Kevin Myers, author of the new book Hidden Falls, out now wherever books are sold. Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
I miss Juno, and I just want to say hi to everybody, and hopefully I'll be back there to see you all soon. And
I
thanks,
hope.
Shelley, so much for having me on.
Oh, of course, of course. I bet a lot of people out there are happy to hear your voice on the airwaves again. So thanks for joining me.
Shelley, thanks again.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.